This is Ryder and Lisa Reloaded, the official podcast of Hot Mornings with Ryder and Lisa, powered by Booster Juice.
Only from Hot 107.
What's a rule you would like implemented and held up at a grocery store?
Listen, if I have two items and you haven't put your stuff on the conveyor belt yet, I get to go before you.
No. I agree that the person should let you through, but you don't get to demand that if you're behind me. If you came up with two items and I had a cart full and you had sass, I would take my sweet ass time.
I always let sweet old men who were just going to the G store to grab some milk and bread, I allow them to go in front of me every time. So like, where's my punch card? I should be able to show people that. Be like, check it out.
I'm actually a good Samaritan. Aretha says, I understand if you're with your kid and the lady is scanning your things and you legit just forgot something simple and make it back in time, but this lady wasn't even at all at the till yet. I look over and she's reading, picking out cards.
Oh, so she's talking about people that are like, oh, I forgot something, and they run to grab it. If that ever happens to me, which has maybe happened to me once or twice in my life,
yeah,
the panic of me trying to get back as soon as possible.
You know what I would do? I would go to the stuff that she's already scanned and paid for. Like, let's say some bananas went through. And I would take one and I would eat it.
Ooh, in protest. That's 30 cents. Come on, like, get a lasagna.
Okay. What's up?
Okay, what about the bulk area? You should be allowed to try that stuff.
I agree. You should.
I think, you should be allowed to have at least one of each.
One of each item.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, we're in agreement. We will pass that new law.
Matt wrote in saying, if people in the grocery store don't properly move their carts over in the aisle, you should be able to ram the cart or the person, whatever feels right.
Right. Why don't we just all follow the rules of the road while grocery shopping? I've said this before. Pretend your cart's a car. Stay on the right-hand side of the lane.
Yes.
If you need to cross the street to go grab something, wait until the other cart goes by. I don't know. It just seems pretty simple when you think of it like that.
But I must say, going to Costco gives me the worst anxiety. I'm so scared of Costco shoppers. I don't have a card. I go every chance I can when I'm with a domesticated person that knows how to shop there. It's a terrifying
experience
every time. People
are
so fast.
Huge too. Like, they hurt when you get hit with those bad
right,
boys.
Well, everyone else knows where everything is. I don't. It's really intimidating. Jasmine wrote in saying people of all ages should be able to go up to the bakery and ask for a free cookie. It shouldn't be just kids.
And speaking of kids, if your kid is being annoying, put them in the cart. That's what it was designed for. Make car noises. They'll be fine. God. It was the Bachelorette season premiere last night. Obviously, Hannah, who is the Bachelorette, didn't read the bios, or else she would have kept one guy who was an absolute gem. His name was Matt Donald, and it said he's an old-fashioned guy, so people called him Old Matt Donald.
I love that.
Anyway, Matt's brothers and parents are deaf, and he grew up speaking sign language. He's a small-town boy, a farmer, loves salsa dancing. Like, this guy is a dreamboat. I would date him.
You know, that's intimidating for the Bachelorette on the first night to have to get rid of a bunch of guys.
I know.
Without really knowing them, right?
For sure, but she made a mistake because she got rid of him and kept this guy around.
Hello. It's so nice to meet you.
It's nice to meet you.
Hi. So, my name is John Paul Jones. Okay. My friends call me John Paul Jones.
Okay.
So you can call me John Paul Jones.
John Paul Jones. That's it. Yeah.
Well, so I'll see you inside.
John Paul Jones.
He looks exactly like what you think he would, too.
So Ryder and myself wrote our own bios if we were trying to get on to The Bachelor or Bachelorette.
I think it should be a bigger part of her process in seeing who she wants to keep around.
Let's hear it, Ryder.
Third person?
Yep, third person always.
Ryder is a small town farm boy that doesn't know how to farm. He's a professional recreation sports player.
Professional?
Yeah, professional recreational. Like, I take rec sports too seriously.
Of course.
He'd explain his dating style as the jackhammer. You'll appreciate how persistent he is, but you'll also get annoyed of him. His goal in the show is to travel, drink, and eat for free for a few weeks.
Okay, it's funny you say that because I have something kind of similar. Lisa is currently on her 45th attempt of eating healthier this spring. Lisa has recently cut her hair, so will need reassurance that she's cute approximately every 9 hours.
Or extensions.
Lisa enjoys wanting to go out and do fun things, unless you take 4 minutes too long to get ready. Then she'll change her mind and want to sleep instead. Lisa is going on The Bachelor because it's frustrating watching it at home and seeing all the food that goes to waste. Seriously, why is no one hitting up that meat platter?
All right, let us know, 780-784-7107, who you think would get farther if they made the huge mistake of allowing either of us on that show. Is a dog theater a good idea? They're experimenting with the idea in Dublin. No.
Yes.
Get out of here. Okay, you've got a few seconds to tell me why you think it's a good idea.
Well, first of all, if you don't have any friends and you only own a dog, it'd be nice to bring a friend. Cuddles, they can meet other dog friends. I mean, you have to have a certain movie. Like, it's got to be like 101 Dalmatians or something that they would enjoy too.
You actually, like, genuinely think this is an okay idea?
I don't see anything wrong with it.
You put 60 dogs together in a movie theater, you think they're just going to sit around and watch a movie?
There's unlimited wine at this theater, so...
No, yeah. But, like, the movie doesn't matter. It's just a dog get-together. They would be fighting, they would be wrestling, they would be peeing, they would be barking. There's some places dogs just don't belong, and the movie theater's one. Plus, you got to go take the thing out to the bathroom for 4 minutes. You miss, like, 8 minutes. You miss the best part of the movie.
What's the seating situation?
It looks like they just put blankets on every second seat for the dog beside their owner.
Yeah, no, my dog needs a couch and a pillow.
Exactly. So watch a movie at home with your dog. Like this one to me just...
Come on.
No, there's only one advantage I could think of. They'd clean up the popcorn on the ground pretty good. Embarrassing injuries, the worst. You're embarrassed and you're injured. We want to hear yours, 780-784-7107. I legitimately pulled muscle off of my rib the other day, laughing at my own joke.
Oof, that's not good.
Right? Nobody else in the room laughed, and I was like killing myself. And then I literally felt like I was killing myself.
Cassie texted in saying, I once tripped and fell on an entrance mat. I don't know why that visual is so funny. I just picture Cassie like walking into an establishment and be like, hey guys, and then just falling flat on her.
Yeah, nice
face.
Nice entrance.
So when I was a reporter, I was covering this story where some guy was giving a speech at the bottom of an auditorium. So I was going down the stairs to take a close-up picture of him, caught my foot and fell down like 2 flights of stairs. I landed at his feet. He had to stop talking. He had to help me up, help me back up the stairs. And then I had to interview him after.
Were there TV cameras recording this whole thing?
Oh, yeah. No, they got it.
More like interview.
Yeah, it was so bad. But luckily, my mom was in town visiting, so she picked me up from work.
Brought you to McDonald's. Yeah, got you a Happy Meal.
Let you have a little cry and an ice cream cone.
Oh, I cried, like, in the comfort of my own car after, just from embarrassment.
Jessica, what's up?
So when I was 19, I worked for a landscaping company, and I mowed lawns. And so we'd collect all of our clippings all day, and at the end of the day, we'd go to the, like, big compost site to dump them all. And so I'm standing in the back of the truck, and I'm emptying a bag of clippings into this pile, hit my elbow so hard that I passed out.
Like hit it on the end of the truck?
Yeah, like your funny bone, you can hit it so hard that you pass out.
Oh my. Did you at least pass out in the clippings? Because that would be a soft
fall.
That
was comfortable.
Definitely not. No, I bounced off of the truck and onto the dirt ground. And so I wake up and there's like 20 people standing around me and I have no idea what happened.
What do you got for us, Crystal?
So when I was in about junior high, I was kind of not happy with my mom, so looking down and being a little grouchy. I was riding my bike to school, and I hit a parked car from back.
Because you were pouting and had your head down? What a loser.
I know.
Now it's time for something that you'll probably forget. It's things Lisa found on the internet.
Hey, what's going on today?
A woman bought a box of Legos at a secondhand store for her kids. When they got home and opened it, there was no Lego inside. Instead, there was meth.
Whoa, score.
3 pounds of it.
That's worth way more than the Lego.
$40,000 worth. That is a thrift thrift shopping spree gone kind of right? No, you gotta like bring that to the police.
Yeah.
But there is nothing better than getting something better than what you originally wanted to buy.
Totally. I bought pants once for a Halloween costume, and inside there was a sexy note.
What?
From what would have been the previous owner that said, like, can't Enjoy. Wait to get you home with lipstick kisses on
No.
it. Yeah.
Did you frame it?
I don't think so. It's kind of creepy.
A woman went shopping to buy some bread for her children's lunches. She only had a half an hour to get the kids out the door to school and make their lunches. Honey, why aren't you packing that the night before, first of all? Anyway, the 40-year-old mother opens this bag of bread only to find that all of the pieces are end pieces.
Oh, no.
That is my personal hell.
The good news was they had a sick Caesar salad that night with so many homemade croutons.
So many croutons. And last but not least, a Florida man, 23-year-old, was charged for driving around with a window sticker that was extremely inappropriate. People were calling the police saying, yeah, this guy has a huge sticker that just reads, I eat
bread ends. The internet is abuzz with the question, do you wash your legs? We did a poll at Hot 107 Edmonton. Hannah posted it yesterday, and it was, what, 73% said yes?
Mm-hmm.
Who are these 73% that are leg washers?
You don't wash your legs?
It's a waste of time.
What?
I haven't washed my legs, like scrubbed my shins or calves.
Ew.
What's ooh about that?
I don't know. You probably have flaky legs.
They're not. If they were flaky, then I would wash them.
Really?
And moisturize.
Would you?
Yeah. I think so.
You have never bought moisturizer in your life. Don't even get me started on guys with moisturizer. Like,
that's because my body knows how to take care of itself.
That's not a thing. You need to moisturize.
Anyway, a lot of people saying, yes, you have to wash your legs. That's disgusting if you don't. No, why do I need a loofah? I've never, like, smelt my legs being stinky. If I got them muddy, like if I was wearing shorts at Big Valley Jamboree, I'm going to scrub my legs. But otherwise...
Tasha texted in saying, ew to people that don't wash their legs. I do it every time I shower. If you don't wash your legs, I'd hate to see what your feet look like. Ew.
No, my feet are fine.
Hobbit feet.
There's lots of soap that runs off my body, down my legs, onto my feet, foams on the ground of the tub. I splash around a little bit, done. I don't have stinky feet either.
So if you're not washing your legs, do you wash your butt?
Of course I do. That's a different story. That's a crevice, and it's constantly like wearing shorts at Big Valley Jamboree. It's so dirty.
How do you know your legs don't stink? You're not that flexible. Let us know if you wash your legs.
Oh. Yes, I am.
Trending this hour.
All right, Kylie Jenner is a machine right now. Yes, she has her lip kits, she has all of her makeup, and then she just recently released some cleansers and moisturizers for your face, some serums.
Long story short, you'll have no money left if you start supporting all her endeavors.
Just in, she's now launching her own baby business. Imagine how expensive those are going to be. Heck no.
Well, and like, okay.
Diaper bags, car seats.
You're a billionaire. Leave some room for the rest of us. Like, the greed.
And I was just about to launch Lisa's baby clothes.
Exactly. Little Lisa's.
Want little onesies that say pasta is life. So, 10 more days until Aladdin live action will be in theaters. I like Will Smith. I have fond childhood memories of Aladdin, but they just released a little sneak peek of him singing Prince Ali, and I think it's cheesy.
Oh, you don't like it?
Oh, I don't know what to think. I really hope it proves me wrong when I go and see it in theaters. Halsey has shared the cover art for her new single called Nightmare, which is out this Friday, and she has dropped some hints around some American cities. Just putting lyrics up on random walls out in public. She tweeted out saying, let me know when you find them. Kind of a cool idea to promote it.
Yeah. And also trending this hour, UFC is making its return to Edmonton July 27th. So there'll be some dudes with bad tattoos roughing up other dudes with bad tattoos. You're interested?
Ryder and Lisa Reloaded, the official podcast of Hot Mornings with Ryder and Lisa, powered by Booster Juice,
only from Hot 107.